¿Cómo estamos, St. Louis?
Hola, everyone. I am Alejandro Santiago.
And I am Gabriela Ramirez Arellano.
Today, we'll experience what love for a city can truly be through the love Carlos Restrepo has for St. Louis that has now become his home.
St. Louis has it all. Great food, breathtaking architecture, and wonderful outdoors. I know I fell in love with St. Louis through Carlos's eyes.
Gabby, you met Carlos while working together at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, we both helped small business owners get off the ground and promoted economic development for everyone in the St. Louis region.
I know both of you are very committed to providing and connecting small businesses to so many resources. I can only imagine the fun you had.
We worked closely together at the Hispanic Chamber, having just arrived in St. Louis in 2016. And I fondly remember getting in his car and driving to meetings as we listened to Colombian cumbia. He pointed out all the sights, the shortcuts, and his favorite places in our beloved city. It is always a fun time with Carlos. He showed me how to embrace St. Louis in a way that I didn't know possible before.
My mom married a guy who's from St. Louis after she had divorced my dad. And he lived in St. Louis. And my mom and I moved here to live with him. They got married. And that's why St. Louis. A lot of people ask that question. And honestly, yeah, I didn't know what St. Louis was like. I had a picture book that was St. Louis then and now. And you could see pictures of St. Louis back in the day. And so I would spend, like, when I knew I was going to move here, just like every day looking through the pictures and be like, oh, I'm going to live there one day. And I started getting really excited. And when I came here, we actually arrived in Baldwin, which is very different from living in the actual city of St. Louis. It was a great little neighborhood, you know, St. Louis County neighborhood, but I was like, wait, where's all those places that I saw in the picture book? I couldn't really get a sense of where I was. And so one day I decided, I've been here like maybe 3-4 months, and you know, I miss home so much. And so I was like, I'm just gonna take the bus. And so I found out that there was a bus that went across Manchester Road in Baldwin, and you could take that bus all the way to Brentwood. And then in Brentwood, you could get off that bus and take the Metrolink to downtown St. Louis. And so I did that on my own, and I was, I think, 16, and I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, I mean, the city is so different. And so I started doing it with friends. So we had a group of like, we call ourselves, you know, like the foreign kids, the ESL classroom kids. We were like kids from Saudi Arabia, Colombia, Bolivia. We all like had our own little group. And so we started taking the bus together, and we'll like get off at the arch. And even though we weren't supposed to, sometimes we'll jump in the river, like just right in the shore.
Carlos continues to have that positive and adventurous spirit to this day. Sometimes it is through the eyes and experiences of others that we get to live.
From St. Louis Public Radio and PRX, this is
We Live Here, Auténtico.
In 2016, I moved back to St. Louis, and I have to say, I was a little nervous and worried about what my experience might be like. My family and I had originally moved to Troy, Missouri in 1985, when my dad was transferred from California to the General Motors Assembly Center in Wentzville. And it was really hard for us to adjust to the culture, the heat. Let's just say that coming from California, things were really different. So even though I graduated from Fort Dumont North, because eventually we moved to O'Fallon, and then graduated from Mizzou, the thought of coming back after having lived in places like Boston and Southwest Detroit was a little scary. But getting to know the city and the people in St. Louis through Carlos's eyes and those of the Hispanic Chamber literally changed my life.
Carlos went to college to study journalism, and that led him to move from St. Louis to Marshall, Missouri. He went from a very big populated city. Today, Medellin has a population of more than 4 million, then to the St. Louis region, and then to a small town. Carlos had lots of changes, and he really enjoyed the diversity of experiences.
I went to St. Louis Community College to start studying journalism. They have a wonderful college newspaper there that offered me the opportunity to actually work in the newspaper while I was going to school and receive like a scholarship so I wouldn't have to pay for school, which was a huge help because I had just been in America for 2 years and I wasn't sure like where I should go. So I went to St. Louis Community College, was like a grade in between, and then we went to Webster. And I say we because almost every single person who worked in that college newspaper was sort of recruited by Webster to work in Webster University's newspaper. And so I did my last 2 years there. And then when I got out, I just sent applications to every newspaper that was hiring. And the first one that replied was in Marshall, Missouri. And just like I took the job immediately because I wanted to work as a journalist right away. And so I left for Marshall and I worked there for about a year, under a year. But then I found an opportunity back in St. Louis and I was missing it so much. I love small towns, but it's not an easy life, especially if you love being in the city as much as I do. It was a beautiful experience to live in a small town. I do recommend everyone to have that experience. Like, there were times where I would just like drive through fields, and I had a pickup truck back then, so I felt like a real cowboy driving a pickup truck in the country and just like sit by a lake, and just it was very peaceful. And I had to cover like the county fair and like the pig racing competition and the rodeo, and that was like a really nice view into life in rural Missouri. Where I also found, like, A, people are very nice and welcoming. Like, there's also, from people who live in the city, a lot of misconceptions of people who live in the country. Like, are they going to treat me with respect because I'm foreign? And the reality is that there was as much ignorance and as much welcoming as there is in the city. So I encountered a lot of great folks there who just took me in as one of their own in the small town, and we're really kind. And so definitely stop by Marshall if you've never been out there. It's a really nice small town here in Missouri, and I loved it, but I was ready to go back. I'm definitely a person who needs a city.
Gabby, you and I are both St. Louis transplants. Before St. Louis, I moved from San Diego and you moved from Michigan. Something I noticed from moving from San Diego is community. St. Louis has a strong sense of community, and this leads to having many cultural events, neighborhood traditions, regional traditions, festivals, and so much more. Living in San Diego, I didn't experience any of this. I didn't go to anything similar to the Festival of Nations, Cinco de Mayo Festival, or the Art Fair. Life was so fast, and most of it I spent it in the car, that I didn't have time to know my neighbors or my community. Here, I know my neighbors' names and their dogs.
Switch. You are so right, Alejandro. I definitely did not have that when my family originally moved here from California. And I'm thinking it's as much the city as the amazing people that live here and a part of our community. Carlos found community and got to know St. Louis by ignoring the negative reports of area skeptics.
Honestly, a little bit was by not listening to people's fears. You know, like very folks with really great intentions will tell you, don't go here at this time. Don't live in the city. Don't live off of Grand, right? Like that was where I lived, right next to the Hispanic Chamber for a while. And I was just like, well, why not? Like, let me try it. And maybe you're right, maybe you're not. But like, compared to like the level of violence that I grew up with in Colombia, there's certainly violence, there's certainly crime that happens in the city, but it wasn't this like debilitating, like, oh my gosh, I can't go anywhere. It's more like, okay, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to drive around. I'm going to pay attention, but I want to explore it. I remember in particular when I came back to St. Louis after Marshall, I was just driving down South City near where Cherokee Street is, and it was like a beautiful spring day. And I remember like all the magnolia trees were blooming and there were kids like buying tamales on Cherokee. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I've never experienced this part of St. Louis. And it's like, it was like right under my nose. And I didn't, because people were like, oh, don't go there. It's so dangerous. It's full of drug dealers. So they'll tell you all these stories that you're just like, you mean you get afraid. You're like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. But as you break those barriers and you start just finding out on your own whether those stories are true, then you realize, like, well, some of them may have a little merit on them, but it's not as bad as they say it is. And so that's how I started falling in love with it. And I still am. Still live in the city, and I still love it here.
My favorite part of living here is not necessarily a place or activity. Mostly is that I have time to do my life, and that impacts everything. My quality of life has improved so much since I moved to St. Louis in 2017, both in my professional and personal life. In San Diego, I didn't have time to just live life outside my work. I had the nice beaches, but I didn't go because when I had time, I had to clean the house or get groceries. The fact that I can now have two pets, Beyonce and Shakira, yes, you heard it right, you're welcome, and have time during the afternoon to go on walks is just amazing. I didn't go on walks before, never did it in my life. I was definitely missing out.
I still miss my Detroit, but let me tell you, St. Louis has my heart. There are so many ways to get involved, so many sights to see, and more importantly, people who care about the city and each other.
The nice thing is that you can get lost in about anything that you're in the mood for. So if you just feel like you really want to get away, you're like so tired of busy life, you just need like calm, like you can go for a walk. You can get lost in Forest Park. You can go to Targo Park. You can go to LaSalle Park. And just feel like you're in this oasis of just trees and water and people jogging, and it's amazing. And then if you want to go salsa dancing, you can go to the Central West End and, you know, go to Club Viva and dance some salsa. You can go to so many restaurants. I mean, every corner of St. Louis has something. And even beyond St. Louis, also like in the county too, in Clayton, in Brentwood, even in Baldwin or Ellisville, where one of our favorite restaurants, Malinche, is St. Charles, you can find really amazing things like hidden almost anywhere. And there's so much of it that I feel like just excited to discover it. And like my favorite thing to do is to like either take my mom or my dad or my wife and just go on an adventure, just go find a new place, you know. Sometimes we go to Alton, Illinois, or to St. Genevieve, or you can go to the wine country out in Herman, Missouri. Like so much stuff that's like 40 minutes away, 45 minutes. And it's like so much fun. And it's also not like super expensive, you know, because sometimes you go to the coasts and you want to do like one thing and it's like you got to make a reservation and it's going to be really expensive and who knows if you can get in. But here's like, you know, you can get in, you know, like there's very few places where somebody's going to be like, oh, sorry, you can't get in. You had to call us a month in advance. There's a few restaurants like that. But for the most part, you can do almost anything like on a whim. You're like, yeah, let's go have an adventure. And so it's really fun to have adventures in St. Louis.
We have an international and St. Louis love story coming your way.
Carlos's next adventure took him to a place he never thought he would go, and in turn is discovering life with his dad in St. Louis.
This is
We Live Here, Auténtico.
Don't find love, they say. Let love find you. That's why it's called falling in love, because you don't force yourself to fall, you just fall. Okay, maybe I better keep my day job, which I love.
I know what you mean, Gabby. I know what it's like to fall in love, and I so completely understand how love can change your plans and your life. I absolutely had no plans to move into St. Louis, but my boyfriend at the time, who is now my fiancé...
Oh, he put a ring on it.
Oh, you better. He got a job here in the region, and we were both like, well, what the heck, let's do it. Let's move and see what happens. And oh my God, life has been great. St. Louis has been so kind and welcoming.
Be aware, cuteness overload is coming your way.
It was just like a perfect circle of stories. It was through a group of people who all sort of, I didn't know everybody, but everybody kind of had ties to each other because we all go to Amsterdam Tavern to watch soccer. And so I ended up at this party where Leah was in, and in the Central West End, and we just like, it was just so easy to talk to her. So I asked her, one of her first dates was to go try a tango class. Because again, people don't realize St. Louis has so much to offer. There's like places where you can go take a tango class for free, or there used to be before the pandemic at least. And so I was like, would you go to this with me? And so we went to this little tango class. And so that's sort of how our story began, dancing and going to different restaurants and whatnot. And yeah, all the worlds collided, you know, like dancing and watching soccer and just having this little community here of people that connected me to her. And yeah, that's how we met. When you're a kid, you always think you're gonna get married, but as you start getting older, you're like, but how is that gonna happen? It takes so much to meet the right person, you know. You start meeting all these people that are not the right person, and so as you grow older, you're like, I don't know if that's gonna be in the cards for me. I always wished to find somebody. At that time in my life, I had a Tinder profile, right? And I was trying to meet people, but I didn't really like the dating part. So I put in my Tinder profile, like, I just want to find someone to go dance with. Just go dance, because in St. Louis, there's like places to go salsa dancing, tango, you can do bachata, kizomba, there's all these places that do all this. And I just wanted to have fun, meet somebody to dance with. And then I just found Leah, and she was up for it, and that was amazing. So, you know, I deleted my Tinder profile because, you know, I found that person. And I think that's the thing about falling in love, is like literally like tripping over a rock. You're not expecting it. You're kind of looking the other way. You're not thinking that it's going to happen, but you just crash into it, and it just happens.
You may have heard the fundraising campaign, Bienvenido a San Luis. I know I bought one of the shirts, and I love to wear it and what it stands for. Carlos started to raise money to bring his dad to St. Louis.
Nearly 14% of the United States population is composed by immigrants. But in reality, the vast majority of Americans today are here because of relatives who immigrated from another country sometime in the last several hundred years. In St. Louis, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the region's foreign-born population grew by more than 5,000 people, or 4.1%, between 2017 and 2018, rising to a total of more than 140,000 people. This population is comprised of immigrants, refugees, and temporary migrants such as international students.
Carlos shares with us the opportunity and the challenge, all at the same time, of bringing his dad to St. Louis.
Yeah, so before that could happen, I had to become a U.S. citizen. So when I came here with a visa, and then you get a permanent residency card, and then you got to stay here like 5 years, I believe. And once you're here for 5 years, then you can apply to become a citizen. And so actually, I think I waited 7 years because I wasn't ready to fill out the paperwork, with the intention, like, because I wanted to petition for my dad. And so that, even though it wasn't part of the process, I consider part of the process. So in 2015, I became a U.S. citizen. That's when I felt like the process to bring my dad started. So I called him right after I had become a U.S. citizen. It was downtown, at the courthouse downtown. And I was like, okay, dad, I am officially a U.S. citizen, which means I can petition for you to come to America. I was like, are you still game? He's like, yeah, let's do it. And so that started the whole journey. So that's when I started filling out the paperwork and raising money, selling t-shirts and doing all these things so I could afford bringing him here. And when we had everything pretty much done, the pandemic happened, and like that slowed everything down by like 2 more years. So it was really exciting when he finally got his visa last year in December, and he was able to come. Now he's here, and now he can go through the process of being a permanent resident. And then after 5-6 years, if he feels like he wants to, he could become a U.S. citizen too. The paperwork took so long. You know, like you send things out to to these different agencies because people think it's just immigration. It's not just immigration. And you're dealing with Homeland Security. You're sending stuff to the State Department. You know, you're paying attorney fees. You're searching for, you're dealing with the Colombian bureaucracy. Like, my dad had to get, like, his records essentially saying he's never committed a crime. And he had to find, like, his original birth certificate. Like, all these things, you're dealing with, like, two bureaucracies who are sometimes not very easy to work with. And so all of that took a long time.
And so after waiting for more than a decade, Carlos's dad is finally here.
And as he has been introducing his dad to his beloved city, Carlos is grateful for his dad's friendship. And they seem to have picked up right where they left off many years ago.
It's interesting because in a way it's like I fell with him. Like when you have a really good friend, like just like nothing, like we just fall right back into place. I will tell anybody who maybe has fallen out of love with St. Louis or has become jaded, which happens. It's natural. You live somewhere long enough and you're kind of like, oh man, I'm so tired of this city. To go find a person who's never been to St. Louis, maybe somebody from another country, and just go for a walk with them or just show them stuff, it makes you fall in love again with it. And that's what's been happening with my dad, because as much as I love St. Louis, I too have become jaded about some things. I also like have forgotten certain things that are really beautiful. And so just, he's taking English lessons at the International Institute. And so I went for a walk with him through Tower Grove Park and just seeing him point out all the beautiful things about the park, seeing it through his eyes was just like, just made me so excited. I'm like, man, this is such a nice place to live. You know, because I was complaining to him, like, oh, King's Highway is so dangerous. Be careful.
So
people,
busy.
People don't know how to drive here. So if you go to the park, you know. So I was kind of giving him that fear that people give me sometimes too, right? Out of love. But then realizing, like, he doesn't care. He's like, this is amazing. This is awesome. We're going to go to a Blues game next week. And I'm really excited for him to experience that because we both love sports. We love soccer. And I think he's going to have a lot of fun watching the Blues.
The beautiful idea and reality of the US is that we are a nation made strong by people like us, like you, that have traveled long distances, overcame great obstacles, and made tremendous sacrifices, all to provide a better life for us and our families.
The American dream. Carlos and his father are finally living it here in St. Louis.
We were there watching Colombia play Bolivia. And in the TV next to us, there were people from Ecuador, watching a different game. And across from us, there were other families watching the Brazil game. And just realizing that our story is not that unique. You know, my dad realized, I think at that point, because we talked about it, how like there's all these people from congregating at this bar to watch soccer. So that brought us together. But we all have this similar story of coming to St. Louis and finding each other. And trying to enjoy things from home where we can, but also enjoying the city itself. And this city is just full of history that ties back to our roots as well. If you ever go to the Museum of Mexican Art in Chicago, they talk about, you know, indigenous migrations all through North America and all through Mississippi, even meeting with the indigenous people who live in like Cahokia, and realizing that, you know, our people have been through this land since forever. It's not new. And even going back to like the Spanish, you know, the colonial Spanish, but also, you know, which we have some heritage from, that also owned this part of land for a while. If you go downtown, right by the Ballpark Hilton Hotel, there is a plaque that commemorates the Battle of Fort San Carlos. So there was a Spanish fort right there. You know, it's like so cool to like think about how this city was once Spanish and then French and then American, and now it's everybody's. And so, yeah, the more you learn about St. Louis, the more you realize like there's a place for our story here.
Carlos has faced many of life's challenges head on, and it was great to hear his perspective on finding community and moving past the difficult things to finding opportunity.
You know, you always have a choice to get bogged down by the negative things. And I don't want to say there's nothing negative. There's so many things that we need to improve. But you have to try to move past that and just just try to find the opportunity there. And there's a lot of times where I have failed in finding that opportunity, but I've always have been surrounded by amazing people who have brought me back up and show me where opportunity was. You know, I've lost jobs here. I've gotten my heart broken here. Mm-hmm. I've gotten into accidents. I have experienced life, you know, all the ups and downs of life. But what has kept me here is that I came here with just one parent, and then I started forming a family here. And now I have both of my parents here, plus all these people I know. You know, they keep me going every day. You know, if I need something, I can call a number of people and they're just like, hey, I need some help. Could you help me? And they also call me. And so like, and that's life, you know, that's living in the community. And that's really important. And I hope everybody can find that. And I think there's a place for everybody to find that here.
St. Louis, can you relate to what living auténtico means to Carlos?
To live auténtico is to live as much as you can without fear. Well, you're always going to live with fear, but to try to live past that fear that you're feeling. And because when I came here, I was very self-conscious of my accent, of my culture, of things I did. You know, like people make fun of me for putting ketchup and lime juice on everything that I eat, right? And like you get self-conscious, you're like, oh, maybe I'm really gross the way I eat. And so it's like maybe quieting those voices that are telling you you don't belong, you're doing things wrong, and just doing things your way. You always have to be open to learning and knowing that your culture is not everyone's culture. And what you do may not be the best way to do things. But also giving yourself some credit for the things you've learned and where you're from. Just be like, oh yeah, I'm going to live my life the only way I know how to live it so far and keep going and then learn if I make a mistake. But yeah, try to be as fearless as you can in how you go about your life and not letting that fear prevent you from meeting great people.
We'd love to hear from you. What are your favorite places to explore? Events to attend? Who knows? Maybe as you're out exploring our region and having fun, you'll run into Carlos, Leah, and his dad. Gracias, Carlos.
We had a blast talking to you.
We Live Here is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Find out more about our guests, get show notes and more information, and of course, check out our previous episodes at stlpr.org. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
And from St. Louis Public Radio and PRX, this is
We Live Here, Auténtico.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.